to build your own business, there is a rule. Number one, once you started your online business, please make sure you are, number one, committed. Okay? Number two, make it sure you are dedicated. Okay? And number three, be an action taker. Okay? Hello and welcome. You're listening to Nagmahal sa Tanang Freelancing, the podcast, kung saan pag-uusapan natin starting a business, personal development, freelancing, true to life stories of aspiring freelancer to successful freelancer who accelerate from zero to CEO, and many more. Kung ikaw ay nagmamahal, nasasaktan, at nangangarap ng magandang buhay, this podcast is right for you. So hi, it's me, Kat Christie, your host, na nagsasabing, you are not alone. Let's do it together. So if you are new here, please grab my free social media templates. Just join my free community and you will receive it directly to your inbox. So be fruitful and continue to flourish. Hi, today's episode, I want to answer one of the questions that I always receive in my inbox. Yes, in my inbox, like, hi Kat, hi Coach, hi TL. How can I start my online business? Okay, so how can I start an online business? So please comment down if you're an aspiring freelancer, service provider, agency owner, business owner, or CEO. Okay, so let's connect, okay? So you can comment down like your name, your age, and your location. Okay, so I'm excited to read it your comment later. Actually, there are a lot of business ideas. Okay, so to begin with, so number one, but first, let me remind you, if you want to build your own business, make it sure there is no requirements actually, but for me, there is a rule, okay? There is a rule, like, number one, once you started your online business, please make sure you are, number one, committed, okay? Number two, make it sure you are dedicated, okay? And number three, make it sure be an action taker, okay? Because it's useless. It's useless. You have the knowledge, you have the money, but you don't like interested in doing the application. Application is the key. Consistent application is the key. So, it's useless na bibigyan ko kayo ng idea tapos you don't take action. Okay? So, ngayon pa lang, nire-remind ko na kayo, guys. Okay? So, number one, be committed. Be dedicated and be an action taker. So, I'm pretty sure you will succeed in your business. Okay? And don't be afraid to having a mistake or magkamali ka. No, it's okay. Huwag ka matakot sumubok. Try and try and try until you succeed. Dapat yan yung mindset natin. Dapat yung mindset mo is CEO mindset. So mga CEO mindset dyan, I know, hindi yan nag-iisip na okay, nag-failed ako, so tigil na. No. To be honest, in my personal experience, the more you fail, the more you will become successful. So half of my life, I am a failure. Yes, I admit it. I admit it, half of my life. Sabi ko nga, I'm 30 years old right now. So you are too blessed if you are in 20s right now, like 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. You are too young. So embrace the process. Trust the process, okay? So please. Wala, hindi siya katulad sa company na may pleasing personality na, oh, kailangan matangkad ka, may maputi ka, dapat ganito, ganito. No. yun lang talaga yung rules, okay? So, based on my experience, doon ko talaga binigay yung heart ko, yung passion ko talaga. I'm very committed, dedicated, and I'm always take action. Because without action, it's useless. It's useless. Talent without work, it's useless. Ang dami kong kilala, talented, skilled person, knowledgeable. Like, grabe, may masteral, may diploma, like, ang daming tinapos. But, no progress. Because, wala silang action. Okay, so, talent without work is useless. Knowledge without application is useless. Okay? So, number one, okay, tananan. Number one is you can start your own clothing line or clothing business. Okay, so me, I have a clothing business. So, one of my dreams before na ngayon, I have na, is to have my own clothing business. Kasi I'm very, mahilig ako sa damit, sa dresses, mahilig ako, pangarap ko maging, ano eh, sumali sa Miss Universe, pero hindi ko siya, hindi ganun kataas yung tapang ko para sumubok. So, or maging model, yes po, like, pangarap ko na gusto ko maging model, pero hindi eh, hindi din yung puso ko. So, ginagawa ko like, mahilig ako sa mga dresses. Yan, long dress, mga semi and formal dress. That's why one of my dreams is magkaroon ako ng sariling clothing business. Like ako yung magdi-design. Yan. So guys, if you want to start your own clothing business, kahit maliit lang na puhunan, it's okay. Kasi you can connect to supplier. Okay? Kahit wala pa, like, build your own online shop, online store, then business name. Yes, you can start small. Okay, start small, build gradually, and I can tell you, you will succeed. If you are consistent, taking action, okay? Huwag yung wala lang benta, ayoko na. Walang bumili, ayoko na. Wala lang nag-like ng post ko, ayoko na. It's okay. That's one of the process. So, let me tell you again, some of the process is very painful. So, kailangan mo ng matauhan na ganun talaga. Kailangan mo siyang pagdaanan. Okay? So, number two is, you can launch your own drop shipping store. So, nung bago pumasok yung pandemic crisis, like if you listen in my first episode, na sinabi ko din na I have my own e-commerce, dropshipping, wala ako actually puhunan doon. Like, kumonek lang talaga ako. So I have a friend na supplier siya ng item na yun. So, nagpo-post lang ako talaga ng item. Then siya yung nagpa-process noon. Receive lang ako ng order. Pero yung supplier, yung friend ko yung nagpapadala. So, ganun yung ginagawa namin before. So, nagkaroon ako ng store online. Sa Shopee, yan, sa Facebook, sa Instagram. Nawala akong puhunan. Siguro yung puhunan ko nun talaga is pagod. Kasi it takes time. Kumakain siya ng time, ng effort mo, ng creativity mo, ng ideas mo. Yan. Yan yung puhunan eh, talaga eh. Your time. So, wala naman naging successful dito na hindi ka nag-invest ng time mo. Okay, so number three, you can start sell your art online. So, if mahilig ka sa mga art, magaling ka mag-drawing, mag-painting, anything na all about art. Yes, guys. Like ngayon, nowadays, sa TikTok, I have a friend na binibenta niya yung art niya sa TikTok. Like, hindi siya nagpapakita ng mukha. Pinapakita lang niya yung behind the scene na nag-drawing siya, na ginagawa niya yung art na to. Then, ginagawa lang niya talagang video. Then, ang daming viewers. Tapos, from there, nakaka-receive siya ng mga order ng mga new clients, nakikilala siya. Not just here sa Metro Manila. Talagang from part of from Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. And meron pa nga siyang international eh. So, ganun. Like, creativity, guys. Creativity. Kailangan mo ng creativity. Yan, puhunan mo yan. Hindi naman palagi puhunan pera eh. Kasi yung mindset, ang poor mindset talaga is, paano ako gusto mag-business pero wala akong pera? Hey! Hindi naman kailangan pera agad eh. Actually, number one, you need to plan. Strategic plan. Number two, kailangan ideas. Okay? Dapat full of creative ideas ka. Okay, number three, dapat willing ka talaga dito mag-take ng risk. Kasi palakasan ng loob to eh. Like, in doing the business, bawal dito ang tamad, bawal dito ang mahina ang loob. Palakasan ng loob, patatagal talaga to, matira, matibay. So, based on my experience, sabi ko, ang dami kong kasabayan na freelancer na ilang months lang na-depress. The reason is, ang dami daw nilang nakikitang wins. Bakit daw sila kayang gawin? Ba't sila daw hindi nila kayang gawin? So, nai-stress sila na may ibang nagiging successful. Kasi, reality yan. You have the problem. Like, di ba dapat, if nakita mo yung friend mo sa Facebook, friend of friends mo, or kilala mo na naging successful in doing the business, di ba dapat naging masaya tayo? Pero wag na tayo magplastikan dito. I know, minsan, most of the time nararamdaman natin is insecurity. Hindi natin mapigilan, no? Like, bakit siya nagawa niya? Bakit ako hindi? College graduate ako, siya hindi naman na. Maganda ka, di ba? Like, admit it or not, dumarating tayo sa punto na you compare yourself to other people. So guys, remember, yung tinuro ko, yung five biggest problems we have, education alone is not an assurance to become successful. Dapat meron ka ng five components, not just one component. Ano yung components na yun? If you still remember, please comment down. Okay? If you still remember that. Okay, so, bawal ang tamad kapag mag-start ka ng business mo. Dapat ikaw talaga ang magsisipag, palakas ng loob, patataga ng loob, matira, matibay, okay? Dapat try and try and try until you succeed. Hanggang hindi ka pa nagiging successful, huwag ka tumigil. So me, I'm not considered na I'm very successful person, but kung before there no progress at all, ngayon I have a lot of progress. Yung transformation talaga nakita ko, grabe. So, praise God. So, hindi ko magagawa yan without God because I am a strong believer na every successful person, there is a God. Okay? So, again, number one, you can start your own clothing business. Number two, you can launch your drop shipping store, or number three, you can sell your art online, become a freelancer, service provider like me. I am service provider. I am a freelancer, full-time mom and full-time freelancer. So you can choose from if you want to become a service provider like social media marketing, social media management, manager, social media strategist, okay, social media writer, freelance writer, graphic designer, web developer, sales funnel, accountant, virtual assistant, so many more. There are a lot of freelancer there. There are a lot of freelance businesses. Okay, so me, I have my own digital marketing company, but I started my business as independent service provider. Like, I provide social media management. So, from social media management to social media marketing, okay, to offer digital marketing, so like that. So, from small, I build my business gradually. Consistent. Okay? So, guys, if sasabihin mo sa akin na wala akong skills, hindi ko alam yan. So, yes, today, gusto kitang sampalin ng katotohanan. Lahat naman nag-umpisa ng business, hindi nila alam yan. Okay? Like again, if yung mga teacher, hindi naman sila pinanganak teacher agad. Even doctor, nurse, lawyer, architect, sasabihin na natin lahat ng mga courses. Hindi naman sila pinanganak na yun agad sila. Dumaan sa process, right? Nag-aral, nag-training. May mga OJT pa yan sila. May mga exam pa sila, board exam. So, same thing in doing the business. There is a process. There is a training. Yes. May training talaga lahat. So, kasi mali talaga yung mindset natin. Magkaiba kasi yung mindset ng poor mindset and rich mindset. Magkaiba talaga eh. Okay. So, lagi ko nga narinig sa mentor ko eh. Ang tunay na mayaman, hindi sa dami ng pera eh. Sa utak talaga. Kasi kahit, example, bigyan mo ako ng pera, kahit magkanong pera, kaya ko yung palaguin eh. Pero, yan yung rich mindset. Pero yung poor mindset, bigyan mo ng 1 million yan, anong unang gagawin niya? Maybe, I want laptop, I want iPhone, gusto ko gumala, punta ko dito, bila ko dito, hanggang maubos yung pera. Right? Yan yung unang iisipin kapag poor mindset yung meron yung isang tao eh. Pero pag rich mindset ka, 1K, paano ko ba mapapalago tong 1K? So, there is a huge difference, okay? So, again, so, ilang pa, apat pa lang yun, pero wow, ang dami ko pong ibibigay. Again, okay, you can start your own clothing line, you can launch your free dropshipping store, you can sell your art online, become a freelancer or service provider. Or number five, you can teach an online course. So, me, aside of, I'm into coaching na actually. So, I have mentees na. So, I offer group coaching and one-on-one coaching for aspiring freelancers. Okay, so, I'm gonna launch my own course na. So, see? Because, uhaw na uhaw ako sa success. So, ayoko nang tatambay lang ako tapos masasayang yung oras ko. Ang dami ko kasing ideas eh. Sabi ko, itong idea na to useless if hindi ko siya i-apply eh. I'm not 100% sure na magiging successful yung mga idea ko, pero paano ko siya malalaman if hindi ko susubukan? So yun, lahat ng ideas ko, nilatag ko. I have strategic plan. So, ikaw, I know, I'm pretty sure you have a lot of ideas. Okay? So, list down. So, wala naman sa, hindi ko yan skills eh, hindi ko yan natapos, hindi ko yan linya eh. No. Everything can be learned. Everything can be learned. Lahat pwede mong matutunan. So, lahat ng ginagawa ko ngayon, lahat po ito, di ba, nabanggit ko in my last episode na lahat is my one of my fear. Pero now I'm here. One of my fear and now I'm here, okay? So lahat to, takot na takot akong gagawin kasi takot ako na i-judge ng tao, takot ako na ano sabihin nila sa akin, takot ako na nila ako magustuhan kasi pleasing, masyado akong people pleaser eh. Takot ako, and that kong kinakatakutan. Pero now I'm here, I'm sharing my knowledge, my experience, my expertise to everyone because I know hindi madaling mag-isa. Iniisip mo maybe na wala nakakaintindi sa akin. Mali ka doon. I'm here. That's why I created this podcast just for you. Gusto ko maabot ka. Gusto ko makilala ka. Let's connect. That's why I'm asking, please comment down your name, your age, saan ka galing. So if nakaka-relate ka dun sa topics na binibigay ko or my personal stories, Let's connect. So, I'm very excited to know about you more, okay? So, five na po yun. Okay, so five na. Number six is flip your thrift store find. So, ang daming business na ganyan, right? So, like, guys, creativity lang talaga. also with discardability, okay? So, or if you are into mahilig ka sa magbasa ng libro, okay, or mahilig ka, you want to become an author, diba? Yes. Kasi one of my dreams then in life, like gusto ko magsulat ng sarili kong libro eh. Yes, yung from your ideas, hindi mo alam. Dahil sa ideas mo, hindi mo alam, pinagkakapirahan mo na siya. So, one thing then to consider guys, no, pag may business ka, evaluate yourself. What is my mission? What is the purpose? Bakit nga ba gusto ko siyang gawin? Kasi without vision, without mission, without purpose na ginagawa mo isang bagay, wala siyang direction, wala siyang patutunguhan. Okay? Alam mo yung parang pumunta ka sa isang lugar na hindi mo alam kung saan ka pupunta. Diba? Maliligaw ka lang eh. So make it sure na, alam mo, gusto ko magkaroon ng bahay. Gusto ko maging successful. Gusto ko ng 6-figure, 7-figure, 8-figure, 9-figure. Clear ka dapat. Malinaw yung dadaanan mo. Okay, paano ba ako magiging CEO? Ano ba yung first step, second step? Paano ba mag-build ng business like that? Gusto mag-build ng business? Dapat clear. Hindi yung, gusto ko lang subukan. Gusto ko siyang gayahin. No. If gaya-gaya lang tayo, hindi siya mag-work. To be honest, hindi siya mag-work. Okay? So, be honest. So, most of the time, hindi tayo honest, no? Sa ibang tao. Pero number one, dapat be honest sa sarili mo na. Dapat realistic. So, make it sure clear and realistic. Okay? Mahirap yung malabo na nga, hindi pa makatotohanan. So, it hurts. Ikaw rin masasaktan. Ako na nagsasabi sa'yo. So, okay, next is start a blog. So, again, flip your thrift store or publish your own book and start a blog. So, grabe, lahat ng binigay ko ideas dito is one of my goals in life. So, I wanted to start vlogging and blogging. So, that's why I'm started creating my YouTube channel. So, please, guys, you can visit and follow me on YouTube also. Okay. So, like, merong mga taong hindi magaling in public, pero ang galing-galing talaga magsulat. Ang galing-galing mag, yung creativity in doing the blog or vlog, super nakaka-amaze. So, yun talaga, dapat yung creativity mo, dapat meron ka lang yung, ano, kaya mo siyang discardihan. Yan. Hindi, sabi ko nga sa inyo, discardability is the key with creativity. So, saan pumapasok yun, guys? Diba sa application? If wala kang creativity, wala kang discardability, ibig sabihin, hindi ka nag-take ng action. Kasi ginagamitan siya ng hindi lang lakas, ng puso, passion, and utak mo talaga. Okay? So, next is, become a virtual assistant. So, I have a digital marketing na. So, I offer, not just social media management marketing or digital marketing. Like, I offer as, even me, personally, a virtual assistant. So, I offer service like virtual assistant for coaches like me, course creator, consultant, international. So, virtual assistant is like you are the secretary, but via long distance, like that. So, it's a good service. Promise. Like, dyan ako nag-start din. Sabi ko, wow, sa Pilipinas, yung kinikita dito sa atin talagang oras eh, no? Inuubos yung oras natin. Pero, if you start your own business, yung time freedom talaga nandun eh. Andun talaga yung time freedom. So, mas masaya siya. For me, masaya ako. So, hindi ka may masaya sa isang bagay na hindi mo siya gusto eh. So, wag lang tayo gaya-gaya. Again, wag ka lang gaya-gaya kasi gusto ko gayaan itong kapitbahay ko, itong kilala ko, itong kaibigan ko. Kasi gusto kong ma-hit din, ma-hit ko din yung na-hit niya. Maling mindset yon. In all honesty. Hindi mo naman kailangan manggaya eh. Be honest to yourself. Ano ba talaga yung purpose? Yung mission mo? Yung vision? Bakit mo kailangan pasukin to? So, pinapamulat ko sa yung katotohanan na if, alam mo yun, kasi every person has a unique quality, personality, character. Hindi mo naman kailangan gayahin yung iba para maging successful ka. To be honest, the more you become true to yourself, lalabas talaga eh. Aangat at aangat ka talaga. Mangingibabaw ka talaga. Yun talaga yung na-observe ko dun sa mga successful person. Yung galing. Nakaka-amaze. Okay, so again, ilan ba? Number one, start your own clothing business. Number two, launch your drop shipping store. Number three, sell your art online. Number four, become a freelancer or service provider. Number five, teach an online course. Number six, flip your thrift store. Number seven, publish your book. Number eight, start a blog. Number nine, become a virtual assistant. And last thing, okay, so try your hand at being an influencer. Okay, so gusto ko lang i-share na one of my goals, maging influencer. Sabi ko, paano ako maging influencer? Okay, since I am a social media coach, okay, strategist. So, gusto ko pasukin yung pagiging influencer. So, if hindi nyo alam, I'm one of the influencer marketing group expert based in UK. See, hindi ko siya binabrag. Okay, pinaparealize ko lang na nung nag-take action ako, everything followed. Hindi ko plinan actually yun. Actually, yung creator ng community na yun, yung client ko, hindi ko siya sinabihan na I want to become influencer. No. Nakita niya yung authority ko. Nakita niya yung eagerness ko. Even siya yung client, isa siya sa mga client ko nagsasabi sa akin na, you know what, Kat? 100% I know you will become successful person. Promise. Nakita niya yung attitude ko doon. So, gabi ko, hindi po ako magaling mag-English, ha. I know may mga wrong grammar ako. So, it's okay. Kasi, learning by doing. Pag hindi ako nagkamali, hindi ko malalaman na mali ako. So, it's okay. I know it. So, hindi po ako magaling mag-English. So, alam niyo ba, nagtuturo ako sa mga foreigner. Like, guys, some of them may accent talaga. Ako, wala naman akong accent eh. Bulol lang nga, mali pa. So, I admit it. So, pero, narealize ko, sabi ko, ang galing. Bakit ako matatakot i-share yung knowledge ko, expertise ko, yung experience ko sa kanila. Even sila din naman pala, some of them is nabubulol and wrong grammar. So, sabi ko, okay, damay-damay na lang. Promise, promise talaga. Sabi ko, masyado lang pala talaga tayong perfectionist, you know? So, sabi nga din ng mentor ko, done is better than perfect. Okay, so done is better than perfect. So, tinuturoan ko po is may mga accent talaga. May mga accent. So, from most of them from UK, London, like United Kingdom. So, may accent po talaga sila. Sabi ko, nakaka-amaze. Sabi ko, plan ko lang maging influencer or coach here in the Philippines kasi yun lang kaya ko eh. Pero, I'm here. I'm one of the group expert based in UK. Tinuturuan ko is mga professional, may-ari ng malalaking company, consultant, coaches, lawyer. Like, sabi ko, God, I'm so grateful and thankful na yung passion ko is hindi lang para matupad yung pangarap ko. One of my goal is to serve more people. Kasi the true definition of success for me is gaano karami yung taong natulungan mo. Meron ka man or wala. Kasi naranasan ko na may pera, hindi enough yung money para maging happy ka eh. Mas masaya na nakita mo nakakatulong ka. Sabi ko nga sa mga client, your success is my success. Makita kong successful yung business mo, I'm super happy. I'm super happy. So, I hope you learned a lot from today's podcast. Okay, so if nakaka-relate kayo na coach, TLK, gusto ko maging ganyan, aspiring, mag-build ng sarili kong online business. So, let's connect, guys, so I can guide you. So, let me help you. Let me guide you. Let's do it together. Okay? Okay, okay. So, see you in my next episode. So, nagmahal, nasaktan, nag-freelancing. So, bye! Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you found it helpful or if you think someone needs it today, then please, please, please share it with someone else or simply just share with them the link or you can post it on their Facebook wall and say, check this out. Also, please be sure to subscribe if you haven't already yet. So every podcast episode is sent straight to you and you don't have to go searching for it. Also, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube at Kat Christine. And see you next week on Nagmahal Saktan ng Freelancing the Podcast. And let me remind you again, you are not alone, so be fruitful and continue to flourish.